Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Beyond Words Radio, positive talk radio on HealthyLife.net. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to Shannon Grissom. Shannon didn't discover painting until she was 33 years old. But once she discovered this hidden passion, she was hooked and driven. By 1999, Shannon was able to leave her day job and began to create art as a full-time business. At age 46, Shannon self-published her children's book, Monkey Made of Sockies, along with a line of licensed merchandise, including a coloring book and the popular Monkey Made of Sockies golf club head covers that actually have been carried on tour by several LPGA pros. Shannon is an award-winning artist, television producer and host, author and songwriter, and she just launched an online creativity school called Painterly. To learn more about her work with Sock Monkeys, you can visit Shannon at sockmonkeyoracle.com. I have the pleasure of now introducing you fully to Shannon Grissom, a true Renaissance woman. Shannon, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Richard.
You're very welcome. Let's start with a brief introduction to who you are. How did you find your passion in art, and what led you to this career?
Well, let's see. I painted a little, you know, I grew up in a very musical household, and I painted a bit when I was in high school with these women who are now, you know, at the time I thought they were old, but they're much younger than I am right now. And then I didn't do anything for many years. And in my mid-30s, I was inspired to take a toll painting class, and that was it. I was hooked, I was driven, and from then on I knew that I needed to find a way to make a living from my creative work. At the time, I was a recruiter for a staffing company, and the job was really fast-paced and stressful. And by the time I got home from work, I didn't have any energy left to paint, so I would get up at 3 a.m., and paint every day before work. And I did this for 5 years until I was finally able to leave my day job and do my art full time.
Wow. That is probably an inspiration for many of our listeners who perhaps have not discovered their passion in life and are doing something to earn a living, but not pursuing something that also drives them from inside.
Thank you. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I just knew that I needed to do it. So I actually worked my way down the ladder, and I told the folks where I worked, and we had this great relationship, told them, you know, this is what I want to do. And I actually took lesser roles in the company until the last year I was part-time, and then that was it. I was able to go. So I really, I worked out the money angle, and as I decreased my responsibilities, I was able to increase the art goodies, and it all worked out. It was great.
How has painting and art helped shape who you are today, would you say?
Well, it's totally formed who I am today. It's taught me patience and discipline. It also got me to stop drinking. I was a pretty wild child in my younger days, and though I always held down a job, I used to drink way too much. And when I started getting up at 3 in the morning to paint before work, I couldn't do that because I wasn't feeling so good. So I quit then, and I haven't had a drink in 26 years. So that has really set me on this trajectory. And then the next biggest thing, that in turn helped me tune into my spirituality. And it was through my creative work that I began to tune into my guides and start exploring all the whole world of metaphysics. So it's really formed who I am today.
That is also a true inspiration for our listeners, that just listening to briefly what you just said, it's something that literally anyone could do or can do when they discover their purpose in life, discover their passion, and pursue it. And to learn the things that happened as a result of it, because these were all positives for you, which you mentioned, both patience and discipline, and of course changing a behavior in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. Just amazing, the transformation. And it all just came down to a decision to follow my dream. I still get choked up.
So this dream now has carried you on to actually creating the Sock Monkey Oracle deck. And can you share with our listeners just a little bit about the deck?
Yes. The inspiration behind the deck actually came from some struggle. When I was 35, my mom passed away, and our father sold our home. And as we were packing up the house, I found my mom's sock monkey in this old cedar chest, and I thought he was pretty cool. Didn't grow up with one. I thought he was pretty cool. And my sister said, hey, you know, he can go home with you. So I took him home and didn't think much about it until there was a painting competition, and I ended up using the sock monkey as a tribute to mom. Well, it really helped me transmute my grief, you know, from something very sad into something really positive and fun, because mom just, oh, man, she just had this great sense of humor. So I was able to just really channel that energy. So at the time when I, you know, the first painting, I was just compelled to do it. And then after that, it was just so much fun. I kept going. So as I was doing this series, and this took 20 years, I knew I was going to do an oracle deck. But, and I kept painting and painting and painting and painting, and it was always on my someday list. And I've got a huge list. I actually have a list called Me and My Big Ideas. And I was just on that list, and it never gelled. I never put energy into it. Well, during the pandemic, I had 2 one-woman shows that were, the work was hung, spent money on the frames, everything was all set, and boom, there was a lockdown, and nobody could get in the galleries and see my work. And I thought, you know what? This is a major course correction from the universe. I need to be doing something different. So I whipped out me and my big ideas list, and the Sock Monkey Oracle was at the top. And I thought, you know what? It is time to get this done. And that was it. I really worked it. I had the artwork done, but I hadn't done the graphic design or write the text. And my first thought was, my gosh, who am I to write the text for this? And then I hear in my mind's ear, it's not coming from you. You know, to tune into your guides, just take notes. And that's what happened. And boy, it's been a fun journey.
So I think what you just shared is when you mentioned that you had the list Me and My Big Ideas, was this like what some people refer to as a vision board, where you refer back to it or look at it daily or weekly or monthly, however you use it, and And these are ideas that either will inspire you or have not yet come to fruition and could.
I think that's a good way to put it. It's a combination bucket list, vision board. And but actually, the vision board really, they're really one and the same. And so I do Julia Cameron's morning pages every day. And that's turned into automatic writing and lots of ideas for future projects. So I just, from those pages, I just extract things that would be really cool to do. And then I work on them. And it's more of an, as far as what gets the attention, it's a very intuitive process. What's calling me the loudest? And sometimes I get so focused on other things, there are things calling me that I can't hear, like the Sock Monkey Oracle. But when I believe everything is birthed when it's supposed to be birthed, and this was the perfect time. I felt like all the life experience, everything just, I don't know, if it's kind of like a Stargate movie, all the little cogs were in place, and it was time to go through that Stargate.
Do you find that your intuitive voice, your guides, do you find that you always listen and follow what is suggested, or do you sometimes discount it and do something else?
Well, I do, but then I get in trouble when I discount them. I have to say, you know, it's like I forget that, and here I am. I start my day by tuning in, and I ask them to talk to me all day long. So we do have this huge relationship. But sometimes I think I know better, or even though there's this niggling voice, I go ahead and do it anyway, because for whatever reason I'm compelled. And it always bites me. So I have learned, I do that less and less. So I can't say that I always pay attention to them, but most of the time I do. And I would say that as the days go on, the frequency of me taking their advice and really working with them, I have a greater percentage of doing that than not at this point in time. I've learned from discounting their advice is not a good thing.
For the benefit of our listeners, how would you suggest, if someone really has not listened to this intuitive side of themselves, to get started on listening and trusting?
Well, you know, I would say, actually, and it's not just because I've just created them, but this Talk Monkey Oracle is such a great bridge, especially for people who have never tuned in before. Because what it does is you pull a card, just pull one, and it will put you in touch with your higher self. It will give you food for thought, and it will connect you to things that you would be a good idea to focus on. So I would say that's a good way to do it. Another good way is to start Julia Cameron's morning pages. It's three pages of, you do it first thing in the morning. You write three pages longhand. And when I first started doing them, they were a system dump. And I would just write, I don't feel, you know, I need more coffee. I would snivel. I don't feel like writing these or whatever, but I would get through my three pages. And now I look forward to them, because what's happened is I get so much gold from these pages, wisdom from my guides, ideas, things to do, and it just helps me process life. So I would say that's a really non-intrusive way of just tuning in, and over time you're going to get just amazing information. So I would say that's good. Not everybody likes to meditate. Walking, there are other, you know, any sort of creativity is going to help you tune in. You'll get things as you're creating. So there are lots of ways of tuning in that aren't official. Just play. Play is good.
And you described the process of writing in the morning. What do you call that again?
Oh, they're called morning pages. And they came from Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way. I read that, I don't know, in the 90s. And I've been doing that every day since. They're just very powerful tools.
And so when you're doing a morning page, do you just write whatever wants to come out?
Yes, it's three pages longhand. You are not allowed to edit. You have to just do a steady stream of consciousness and fill the three pages on like binder paper. Fill them. No editing, no punctuation, just write. And not whatever is in your head, like whatever's in your head. So it's just a steady stream. And so it not only does it help you tune into your guides, but if you're a writer, it primes the pump for whatever you want to do later.
And so this is something that I think I've talked to several people who are poets, who are, write poetry, and they have used this technique to allow a poem to just come through without edit. And then if they were right-handed, what they then did was to take the pen and put it into their left hand and write. So that, and it actually had a profound effect, because the left hand is associated with the right hemisphere of the brain, and the right hand is with the more logical left side of the brain. Have you ever tried that?
Yes, I actually will ask myself questions that way. If I'm just not getting it, or I'm not tuning in, or for some reason I'm stuck on something, I'll write a question with my dominant hand, and then I'll write the answer with my non-dominant hand. And it's amazing. I think it helps them, so you're tapping into both hemispheres. And then I think by going back and forth, you're actually becoming whole-brained. And it's just a great exercise.
Well, I'm thrilled that you shared that, because I can see our listeners right now taking out paper and pen and getting ready to try this.
I found my non-dominant hand is a little bit sassy. I mean, it cracks me up, the answers I get from my non-dominant hand. It's just it's almost like my inner child is the person who's answering, and she's a little bit sassy, and she'll just set me straight.
how do you feel that that your Oracle card deck, the Soft Monkey Oracle, will help readers and listeners?
Well, I think somebody just recently wrote in and told me that they loved that it was encouraging and not preachy. So that just made my day. And I think it will help folks. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I am, although I'm a goofball and I like silly things, I'm very driven. I really work hard. And what this does for me is it helps me laugh, and it encourages me to play. And so I also think that when I tap into my higher self from a place of joy, then I get in on a deeper, that's the deepest level possible, because when I am feeling that happy, I just vibrate love. And so I think when you look at these cards, they're silly. They're like getting a hug. I think it's just going to help them tap in quickly because of that, the good vibes that the deck has.
For the benefit of our listeners, I'll just read from the back of your deck of cards. It says, "Feel the nostalgia, start something magical. Shannon Grissom's colorful Sock Monkey Oracle provides a quick nudge and a hug, tapping into your inner child and filling you with keen, fun-loving guidance to quickly help you on your journey. Each of the 46 cards in this deck is adorned with a silly Sock Monkey image that will put a smile on your face, and every message is infused with love to help you discover your own playful energy. That, I think, really sums up what you were just saying, that fun and joy and the feeling of love really is something that just sets the tone for the whole day.
Yes. A great way to start the day. I like to pull in first thing in the morning and say, okay, what do I, you know, what flavor do I need to, or, you know, what flavor am I tuning into today? And it just adds fun to everything. It also helps me not take my life so seriously. Helps me get over my bad self.
Two things. One is choosing a flavor for the day. This is more like a flavor of emotion or feeling?
Yes, yes. And definitely a flavor or feeling, and they all have happy feelings.
We are just about coming up on a little break, Shannon. So when we come back, I'd love to continue that discussion of both the flavors and also about not taking life so seriously.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit beyondword.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. Beyondword.com.
8 incredible speakers from around the world, 4 empowering masterclasses, 2 unbelievable companies, 1 main event. Get ready to be inspired. Beyond Words Publishing and Think Network invite you to join them on September 18th, 2021 at Inspired Action, Creating Personal Empowerment. Just minutes from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, this one-day event will leave you full of gratitude and joy and ready to manifest your dreams. Take action today and visit thinkbeyondwords.com. Tickets are on sale now. That's thinkbeyondwords.com.
Sexy at 70, don't laugh, it happens. And if you want to get the edge on staying young, healthy, and sexy, then you need to get Dr. Michael Galitzer's book, Outstanding Health. With 40 years experience helping famous patients like Suzanne Summers and Tony Robbins, Dr. Galitzer helps you roll back the hands of time. Known for his work in energy medicine, integrative health, and anti-aging therapies, Outstanding Health can make you look and feel younger. Available on Amazon.com and BeyondWord.com. Get your copy now.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Richard Cohn from Beyond Words, and today we have the pleasure of talking with Shannon Grissom, who is the author and artist creator of the Sock Monkey Oracle. And just before we went into break, we were talking a little bit about how the Oracle, the Sock Monkey Oracle, can actually help you choose a flavor for the day for yourself. And the flavor is not a taste, but it's really a feeling, an emotion that helps you as you begin your day each day. Shannon, is that sort of right?
It is right. I'm a foodie, so I relate lots of things to food, but it is really an emotion. And, I pulled a card today, and it was climb over. And so it was basically about taking a look at what you think are obstacles and finding creative solutions. So I hadn't thought of any obstacles that I had, but if something comes up, it will be a reminder for later in the day to, instead of snivel about whatever the obstacle is, to focus on a creative solution. So I love that it helps me be proactive.
It's interesting how for many obstacles, challenges that come up, as they do for each of us in life, it can sometimes stop one from moving forward or go to a more negative energy place of why me, why did this happen, instead of looking at them as opportunities both for learning and for achieving and moving beyond.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think about, well, when you think about how the deck got started, was really the passing of my mom and turning that into something positive. And really, there's, if I look back at many of the challenges that I've experienced over the years, there's always been something good that I have created out of it. Or just letting it go, but using these sort of tools help you do either one. Either morph it into something good or help you let it go.
And before we went into break, also you talked about not taking life so seriously. Can you share a little more on that?
Yeah, I have a zest and drive, and I'm very self-propelled, and so there are all these things that I want to accomplish. I have besides the me and my big ideas list, there's just the everyday list of things you need to do to get your work done. And but here I am. I'm in this studio, and my art studio has paintings of sock monkeys. I paint other things, but paintings of sock monkeys. Sock monkeys that I have, and actually people have sent me sock monkeys. So I look around, and now with the deck, I look around, and it really helps me tap into joy. And really, I'm at my most effective when I'm tapping into that joy, happy energy. Things flow. I'm not struggling. And so the deck definitely helps me put in that place, and I think I can. I'm a better channel, and I'm better able to receive guidance of what to do in all aspects of my life when I'm in that mode. So the deck really gets me there.
So this is something that anyone could do, then, is that right?
Yeah, you know what? One thing I like to do is, I usually pull a card for the day to see what the influence are. But if I'm stuck on a question, I will hold the card deck up to my heart and say, okay, what am I not seeing? What do I need to know to solve whatever this issue is that's going on? Or if I just need guidance in any area, I pull it and I'll just pull one card, and it always sends me in the right direction. It's awesome.
Well, and this is something that, again, anyone can do, literally just holding the deck up and holding it to your heart area and asking the question and then pulling the card.
I think one of the most wonderful feedback I recently got was I have a cousin up in Washington State, and they've never been exposed to Oracle cards, have never used them, and so they were just amazed at how helpful they have been and fun they brought him to a birthday party, and everybody there started pulling cards. And so here you have this huge group of people that have never experienced that, but they're all getting wonderful guidance from it. So it doesn't matter whether you're a beginner with oracle cards or somebody who's been around them a long time, it's going to touch your soul.
And the art alone on the cards is so beautiful. I have a deck in front of me as I'm talking to you right now, and so I'm just leafing through, and I have the biggest smile on my face.
Thank you so much. Each one I was created. It's funny when I set up the still life for each piece, or I do these with oil paintings. So even though they're with oil paint, even though they are of a, the subject is a serious thing, I treated each painting as a fine art piece. I treated each one with reverence. And so the fact that you see the beauty in them, just really, thank you so much.
Well, it's almost as though the sock monkey becomes a friend.
That's awesome. That is perfect.
And I don't even have to read what the message is on the card.
I love that, because you do get a lot of messages from looking at them. You can, even though they all, it's mostly the same monkey in each one in different positions, they all have a different feeling. Each one has a joyful feeling, but some have a little bit different look in their eye or whatever, and so it's good that you can relate to them.
Well, I can't wait for our listeners to get your deck and to be exposed not only to your art, but also to the wisdom and affirmations that you share.
Thank you.
Do you, when you look at what sock monkeys signify in your own life, what would you say?
Well, they are play, hugs, love, whimsy, and adventure. They are just, you can tell they're just about to do something fun.
We're coming up on another short break, but when we come back, I would love for you to share more about what you see in sock monkeys and what you think our listeners will see as well.
Eight incredible speakers from around the world, four empowering master classes, two unbelievable companies, one main event. Get ready to be inspired. Beyond Words Publishing and Think Network invite you to join them on September 18th, 2021 at Inspired Action, Creating Personal Empowerment. Just minutes from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, this one-day event will leave you full of gratitude and joy and ready to manifest your dreams. Take action today and visit thinkbeyondwords.com. Tickets are on sale now. That's thinkbeyondwords.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit beyondword.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. Beyondword.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Sexy at 70, don't laugh, it happens. And if you want to get the edge on staying young, healthy, and sexy, then you need to get Dr. Michael Galitzer's book, Outstanding Health. With 40 years experience helping famous patients like Suzanne Summers and Tony Robbins, Dr. Galitzer helps you roll back the hands of time. Known for his work in energy medicine, integrative health, and anti-aging therapies, Outstanding Health can make you look and feel younger. Available on Amazon.com and BeyondWord.com. Get your copy now.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Talking with our guest today, Shannon Grissom, who is the creator of the Sock Monkey Oracle. And just before we went into break, she was starting to share with us a little bit about what she finds in the cards that are in her deck. She mentions play and whimsy and adventure. Shannon, would you continue that? Because I think everyone would love to know.
Sure. The thing about sock monkeys is when you look at them, especially and the ones that I use, the thing I love about them is that they're all unique, as are all the cards. And they might be, especially the older ones, they might be missing a pom pom, or their thread's starting to unravel, or gosh, they got a few stains, but they're always smiling. They're always looking on the bright side. And I think that's the common denominator for these cards.
The sock monkeys are filled with optimism. They see life as half full, not half empty.
Yes. And then they see it from all different angles. They might look at messages you get from music, or different ways of looking at a situation. So that's just the wonderful thing about these cards and the monkeys.
What are some of the fun sock monkeys that we will find in the deck?
I think the one that cracks me up the most is the one called Climb Over. And he's climbing over a wall. And this is the one I talked about earlier that had to do with obstacles. But if you look at a sock monkey, the way that they're constructed is that they are smiling, whether they're coming or going. So he has a smile on his face, but if you turn him around and look at his little rear end, it's also grinning. You're getting smiles from all angles. So Climb Over is definitely a fun one. Let's see. Rockstar. I love Rockstar. And it's funny, when I was posing the still lives, I got out my guitar and put the sock monkey on it, and the grandkids were over, and of course they wanted to disrupt my still life. And I said, no, Grammy's working. And they didn't quite understand that, but you know, having the rock, you know, the sock monkey hang from the electric guitar is just, you know, just fun. And let's see, oh, abundance. There's a sock monkey sitting in a pot of gold, and who wouldn't want to be sitting in a pot of gold? They're just happy.
And in fact, this morning, as I opened the deck, and I thought, well, I'll pull a card, and so I pulled the one that was abundance. And for our listeners, let me just read what abundance wants to say to us. Woo-hoo. How would you feel if you found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and it had your name on it? Really, really good, right? Celebrate. swing from the trees and squeal with glee. Call your best buddy and share the good news. Feel it. Claim it. Know that you were born to be wildly abundant. When both your thoughts and your feelings are aligned with abundance energy, you supercharge very special blessings. With this complete alignment, there is no room for anything but success. And the affirmation, I love that I am abundantly blessed.
That's a favorite.
That, I mean, just embracing that, taking it in on a feeling level, it's something that literally, as you said, it can supercharge your whole day.
Yeah.
What are some of the affirmations and readings we can receive from the Sock Monkey Oracle?
Let's see. A little note about the affirmations. Each affirmation in the deck is, you know, I believe in the I am statement. So you say I am, and then you create that reality. And I found that when I was writing my own affirmations, that when I added I love to I am, wow, everything. It really, I could feel it. I could really own the affirmation. So I have I love in each one. So for nostalgia, one of the affirmations is I love that I am able to look back with love. And daydream, I love that I am at peace. There's one card called Be There. I love that I am present. That's one that being present is something I really work at. So I love that affirmation. It helps me do that. And there's a card called Be Silly, and it says, I love that I am lighthearted. So lots of fun affirmations to hug you.
And as the affirmations hug each of us, do you ever hug yourself?
Yes. I feel like I get hugged every time I do that. I think that's what the I love did. I would write the affirmations, I would read them, and I'm like, yeah, I am not doing this on a very spiritual level. I was doing it because I thought I should, but not feeling it. But once I added the I love, that's how I, somehow that helps me hug myself. So I wanted to make sure that that's how, so that each card had an I love affirmation.
And literally, giving oneself a hug, you actually can feel that hug on a very deep level.
Yes, and then I feel like that radiates out to everybody else. And how cool is that?
And imagine that as that radiates, that love radiates from you, imagine how it affects everyone.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
When you started a career and work with sock monkeys, you've developed a great following of others who share in this passion. When we're going into a little bit of a break right now, but when we come back from this break, I would love if you would share what are some of the stories that people have shared with you who have been inspired by following their passion.
Sounds great.
Picture this, it's Saturday night and you want to watch a film, not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday Night Just Got Better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Sexy at 70, don't laugh, it happens. And if you want to get the edge on staying young, healthy, and sexy, then you need to get Dr. Michael Galitzer's book, Outstanding Health. With 40 years experience helping famous patients like Suzanne Summers and Tony Robbins, Dr. Galitzer helps you roll back the hands of time. Known for his work in energy medicine, integrative health, and anti-aging therapies, Outstanding Health can make you look and feel younger. Available on Amazon.com and BeyondWord.com. Get your copy now.
8 incredible speakers from around the world, 4 empowering masterclasses, 2 unbelievable companies, 1 main event. Get ready to be inspired. Beyond Words Publishing and Think Network invite you to join them on September 18th, 2021 at Inspired Action, Creating Personal Empowerment. Just minutes from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, this one-day event will leave you full of gratitude and joy and ready to manifest your dreams. Take action today and visit thinkbeyondwords.com. Tickets are on sale now. That's thinkbeyondwords.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Shannon, I just before our break, I was saying that since you started your career and the work that you've done with Sock Monkeys, you've developed quite a following of other people who share in this passion. What are some of the stories that they've shared with you?
I've met some amazing sock monkey makers and sock monkey owners. I used to go, or I had gone for many years, to the Sock Monkey Festival in Rockford, Illinois, and that's at the Sock Monkey Museum, and one of the Sock Monkey Museum, Midway Village. And I met a number of people there. One of them, Nancy Korber, had an amazing story. Her mother was high-functioning Asperger's, and her father was an alcoholic, and they divorced when she was 6. And she said neither of them had parenting skills. And she was pretty much left to find her own way. But Nancy's mother made her a sock monkey, and Nancy named her Grapey Good. And communication was really difficult with Nancy's mom, but Nancy found that somehow both of her parents responded to the sock monkey. And so she called it sock monkey magic. In fact, she had tons of sock monkeys she would repair, and people would leave them on her doorstep, and so she had many a monkey. She's now moving to Portugal, and her monkeys are on the way to the Sock Monkey Museum, a new one in Longgrove, Illinois. But I just thought how cool it was that Nancy was able to connect with parents in a way that she couldn't without the sock monkey. It was just an amazing story. And speaking of the Sock Monkey Museum, there's one that's just opening up in Longgrove, Illinois. And Arlene Oaken, she's collected over 2,000 monkeys. And I haven't been to this new museum, but I would love to see. I mean, imagine all the lives that she's going to be able to touch. Let's see. Oh, and there was Cynthia Stewart, who wrote me that she, like, you know, I worked through the grief of my mom with the sock monkey, and so did Cynthia. She said that she, after her mom passed, she found a box of unfinished sock monkeys, And so she finished them and then went on to make many more, and they were purchased by the local food pantry, hospice nurses, and all sorts of people. And then these folks, in turn, gifted them to others to lift their spirits. So it's just this great chain of inspiration. In fact, I'd love to hear more stories from anybody out there. I've got a place on my blog you can write in and share your sock monkey story with me.
And for our listeners who didn't make note of your website, sockmonkeyoracle.com, is that the best way for people to reach you?
Yes, yes.
And perhaps they can share their own stories with you of what sock monkeys did in their lives.
Oh, I would love it.
In today's times and everything that we've been going through for these last years with COVID and with threat of war and all the challenges that are pervading the thought processes around the world, there is no better time now to rediscover joy in our lives. How might today's listeners find this inspiration from the Sock Monkey Oracle?
Well, I think, so there are 46 cards in the deck. And so that many and more multiplied ways of becoming inspired. And, you know, there's, for me, you know, if you look out the window and the view's not so good, then this is a great way of looking through a different window and finding a view that's going to make you happy, that's going to send you on a path of joy. And, you know, we all have challenges and things going on, and gosh, there's so much strife in the world, but by focusing on something that's joyful, I feel like we can flip the switch and turn things into a better direction.
I think that's very wonderful and positive advice, and something that literally anyone can do. It's like if you wear glasses, it's like all of a sudden you're looking through a different lens and you see life in a different way.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I do it myself. I get things and I'm like, oh, Shannon, you need to shift. Grab the deck. You know, it's a quick way to shift my perspective.
Well, and you know, the shifting perspective is something that I think all of us fall into, a pattern of having something happen and then seeing life just from that perspective, not realizing that perspective is choice, and we all have choice in life.
Yes.
So is this something that you do too?
Oh, yeah. I use, and it depends on the magnitude of whatever's occurring. Sometimes I have to use all the tools in my arsenal. So not only do I get the deck out, but I'll go on YouTube and find happy videos, and, you know, I'll do when I'm feeling heavy and I'm not seeing a solution, I know enough at this point that I need to shift. And if I can't just make that shift on my own and I know I need help, then I pull out the deck, and there are times when I need to do several things to get me to shift. So I love, there was this happy dog video on TikTok that just cracks me up, and I see these little happy dogs dancing, and that shifts, whatever it takes to shift your energy. And so there's, use all the tools. Whatever it takes to get you back into joy. The thing I love about the deck is this does it quickly.
And that is something that makes it such a special gift to the soul that it literally can reframe or recharge the joy in your life.
Thank you. Thank you. It warms my heart that you see that. That was the intent of the deck. So thank you.
You're very welcome. And for our listeners, the deck is called the Sock Monkey Oracle, and it comes with, as Shannon said, it comes with 46 cards, and it comes with a wonderful guidebook, which is filled with Shannon's wisdom, and it's something that can literally change a person's life the moment they use it, because you can't help but smile, you can't help but feel the joy that just wants to come through for each of us, and it's just something that I'm thrilled that you did the deck. I think you've given the world a gift, and for anyone who wants to get it, it can be available in bookstores, on Amazon, or you can come to Beyond Words Publishing. So thank you, Shannon, so much for sharing with our listeners today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for helping me co-create this deck.
You are most welcome, and go to sockmonkeyoracle.com, and you can talk with Shannon personally.